Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved. Seriously. That's what you need to do. You need to get engaged and involved. Now, head up to the website. Lots you can do up there. You can sign up for the weekly email blast. You can sign up for... to get your text message, text alerts, if you would, by texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I'm always there. I always appreciate the time. If you want to just send me an email for discussion, Joe at therealside.com, Joe at therealside.com. Okay. You know, we've come a long way, haven't we? Race relations were not, or are not, or were not as bad as people want you to believe. People of a certain group want you to believe. We went for decades. I mean, tried 100 years, if you want to put that, but decades to get away from segregation. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever, whatever, whatever. And what are groups calling for? Segregation. Black-only graduations, black-only dorms, black-only schools. Is this really what Martin Luther King gave his life for? I mean, seriously. It makes absolutely no sense to me. And again, in digging into some of this information, some of the information you'll never see, you don't get on a regular basis. It's just amazing. Anyway, so... Bill Maher and John Stossel and Larry Elder. I look to them or look at some of the stuff that they write and see how they tie things together, how they're looking at some of these issues. And even as of late, Bill Maher has played into the picture because he's had it with that woke left, if you would. I don't know if they're just woke or ignorant, totally. They've gone from somewhat ignorant to totally ignorant, you know? So the new term of the day is progressophobia, right? They believe that, you know, it's so much that today we're more racist, more sexist than ever before. And I don't know how they can, you know, when they make blanket statements like that, I always understand that what Xander Gibbs used to say, you got to be careful making broad brush statements. Really think what that encompasses. Right? Think about how far we've come. Women's rights, by the way, fought for by Republicans. Freeing the slaves, again, another one fought for. You know, this oppressive country that wants slavery, that wants to keep slavery. The Republicans stepped up, fought up for the freeing of the slaves. Equal rights. Now, I realize... passing the law, passing the bill doesn't make it automatically happen, but we're working towards it. It took us hundreds of years to get here. You think you're going to turn it around overnight? Because there are people out there that are as ignorant as you are, some listening to the show, that are telling me how wrong I am right now. There are also people, you know, in the different communities, whether it be black or what have you, black, Asian, whatever, Hispanic, still think we're stuck in the 1950s based on what they're hearing off of CNN and such. We're nowhere near there. You know, before 2012, every time a gay marriage amendment came up, they never made it. They're overwhelmingly shot down. Now, whether you believe in this or not, is not the goal of this, not really the topic here that I'm working on. It's progressives who don't even see progressivism happening right in front of their eyes. 35 times a gay amendment or a gay marriage amendment or something along those lines was shot down. Now it's the law. Right? You remember the days when the gay community, whether they were protesting or out on one of the parades? What was the chant of the day, gay chants? We're here, we're queer, get used to it. I guess people got used to it. Right? Every major company and state now celebrates Gay Pride Month in some way, shape, manner, or form. Where you wouldn't dare put that label, that moniker, on your company anywhere. There are more shows that are inclusive of the LGBTQ plus community, blacks, Hispanics, and more. So when some of these celebrities make that statement that white supremacy and racism is at the height or the highest it's ever been, it's a lie. It's not true. It's simply not true. Right? Remember when you used to go to prison for quite some time for either growing or smoking or, you know, whatever, dope, pot, whatever you want to call it, marijuana? A little different now, isn't it? But we're not progressive enough, I guess, at this point. It's taking too long for them. Being outwardly cruel, for instance, to the differently abled, we had a different name for them, or, you know, different types of people, is no longer widely acceptable. People around you will chastise you for doing it. You know, in 1968, 4% of Americans approved of interracial marriage. Today, it's a drop in a bucket away from 100%. Most Americans I know, most people I hang around with, they want to live in diverse neighborhoods. You don't see that everywhere. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. You'll miss out the good stuff.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shut up. Get out. That helps. We are back. This is Real Talk, GCN Love Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. You know, we're talking about this progressive phobia. And it's not us afraid of them. It's people who say they're progressives that are really afraid of progressiveness. Or they don't know what it is. I don't know which. You know, I remember when the kids back in the 70s, maybe even the 60s, they used to make fun of, be cruel to the kids that we label as the retarded kids or the disabled kids or the, you know, whatever terminologies they had at the time. And now that's not as accepted, right? They're not that they're not allowed to, but they've come to the conclusion, the young kids, that it's not really the right thing to do. And I think that's wonderful. You know, I'm talking about, you know, the June Pride Month. Every major company, state, celebrates Gay Pride Month. Shows that you see on TV now. You know, I find it hypocritical because it's almost like it took them being called on the carpet before they would do anything about it. Come on, seriously. Shows inclusive of LGBTQ, you know, black families, Hispanic families, and more. Where were they before? Why all of a sudden? Right? Now you got, you know, as I said earlier, you used to be able to be put in prison for growing pot. Even having it in a bag in your pocket. Now, it's legalized everywhere. You know, in 1968, 4% of Americans approved of interracial marriage. Today, it's closer to 100%. I think it was 87+ when I checked it a while back. Most Americans ask to live and want to live in more of a diverse neighborhood. Nothing wrong with that. It's a great way to look at things. As far as U.S. demographics go, 14% of our population is black, yet 18% account for the incoming class at Harvard last year. Whites haven't been the majority in our public colleges since 2013. You get these stats anywhere. Try the CDC first. Major companies, Microsoft, 47% of their workforce is black. 50% of Target's workforce is black. 55% of the Gap's workforce is black. Except, still trying to find the disparities here. I was talking about this the other day on the show. Right? If white power and white privilege are they say that white power and white privilege are at an all-time high. Really? Seriously, it's terrible. Wokeness ignorance shines right now. Because it's just words. They haven't really done any work to prove, to show where it's wrong. There is no data that you can work with that hasn't just been thrown against the wall. It really hasn't been worked through. It's so bad. I mean, when these celebrities come out and talk about how much worse racism now, is it worse than it was during the Tulsa at the time of the Tulsa massacre? Is it worse when the KKK ran the streets of the South unchecked? Is it worse than when the KKK went unchecked themselves? They were considered the norm, the only saviors to religious beliefs. How about the 1960s when famous black entertainers and sports figures, they couldn't stay in the same hotels in the areas they were working in, or, you know, for the entertainers like Sidney Poitier and Sammy Davis Jr., the Supremes and others, they couldn't stay in the hotels that they were entertaining, where they were bringing money in for that hotel. Just amazing. I'd like to even go further with it and say, is it worse than it was when we had real slavery? Not the perceived slavery that some people see themselves into being because the guts to work for the man for $12 an hour. You ain't got to work for anybody. You can take whatever job you want, wherever you want, for how much money you want. And if they don't give you the money you want, you can always take it and go somewhere else. You might be asking for too much. I don't know. Anyway. You know, when we had real slavery, if they don't really get what real slavery was, what it was all about. How about the mid-60s when famous black entertainers would go to Vegas, for instance? They were ushered in and ushered out. Bad as that. Like these young woke crowd and, well, actually, we can dovetail that in the old scared woke crowd as well. These guys need to grow a spine. Yeah, I'm not just saying that. You need to grow a spine. You need to fight back. You need to push back on the crazy wokeness that's taking place. On the progressive nut jobs that are in your party, in your group. And the way they think they're going to fix everything. They have no clues. They have no clues how to fix everything. No doubt in my mind. Again. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I guess really what it boils down to. Oh, let me not forget this one. A recent Harvard poll taken with the 18 to 29 year olds showed that 72% of blacks were hopeful. This is important. It showed that 72% of the black population are hopeful of the future of America, the direction it's heading in. That's a lot. 72%. And when you look at what's going on, 42% of whites, I'm trying to read this chart, 42% of whites are hopeful about the American future. So the blacks, who they say that we're oppressing, we're on top of, we're pushing down, that are miserable and depressed, are more hopeful of the future of America than whites are. How bad have they been browbeaten? I guess progressives don't really understand progress, right? Black-only dorms, I talked about this earlier, graduation ceremonies, black-only. Just doesn't smell right, doesn't taste right. Whiteness is a sickness. White folks are a lost race. And colorblind is bad. Not caring what color somebody's skin is in consideration for a job or something along those lines is the right thing to do. It would be against the law to do so. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. A lot more to make you crazy when we return.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescue workers are continuing through the night to look for survivors after a high-rise condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. It happened at 1:30 in the morning. One person is known dead. About 100 people are still missing.
This is a tragedy without precedent in the United States of America. The devastation that I witnessed today is the likes of which I've never seen, and I have been to Haiti and other nations.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Investigators are still trying to find out the cause of the collapse. Structural engineers are searching to find out why the high-rise collapsed the way it did. Authorities say 35 people were evacuated from the building, and 102 people were confirmed safe. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, hold your hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me.
I am sitting here watching commercials for Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlin for California. And well, this is the real side of GCN Live. But I'm watching this, thinking to myself, and by the way, all the commercials were of her / him running, you know, in the Olympics and other things. And I get a kick out of this. The biggest reason I get a kick out of this is the only prerequisite that she has is that she's transgender, and that's going to fly here in California. What are the plans to get taxes? Look, I don't care who you elect in California for governor. I know Tom Del Vaccaro is probably going to slap me when I say this. We still have Bupkis. We have nothing. And the reason we have nothing is you got a 2/3 Senate and Assembly here in California. They run everything. They have they're not going to be able to veto. He's not going to be able to pass anything. Any governor that gets in there, they will not be able to pass anything, a Republican, that the legislature doesn't want, because they have the total veto power. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about this fake progressivism, how they're afraid to even admit that there's been any progress at all. Why, I don't know. Somebody sent me this during the break. Apparently there was a black woman that was asked how she could betray the black community and become a Republican. Now, here's somebody with guts. She said, you know what? Republicans freed us. Republicans fought for our equal rights. Republicans didn't own slaves. Republicans drafted the 14th Amendment. In 1870, Republicans elected the first black man, but it wasn't until 1968 that the Democrats elected a black woman to represent them in Congress. Now, what I love is the Democrats love to tout how they have more elected blacks in Congress than Republicans do. I don't even check out the number because I think it's a sad argument, if you would. Right? And no parties They didn't switch. They never switched. It's a lie. The Democrats made that up so they get, try to get away with the long-standing bigotry and racism that they put out there. Right? I mean, they constantly say they switched sides. Well, explain exactly who switched sides when and how it went down. That's what I want to know. You can't do it because what they put out there is easily refutable. Right? So I guess progressives, for all intents and purposes, they don't really understand what progressivism is all about. It's a great little buzzword, ain't it? As I said earlier, really, we've come so far. We're so progressive that we're regressive. We must have gone around full circle. We're coming back up the other side. Because now we're back to black-only dorms. Black-only graduation ceremonies. Black-only study rooms. Really? And now on college campuses across the country, whiteness is a sickness? White folks are a lost race? And don't you dare be colorblind? Somehow that's bad now? No discussion about homelessness. Oh, no. Not going to do that. No discussion how we should be caring for our vets. No, can't do that either. It's a sickness. Not being white, being a progressive Democrat is a sickness. Yeah, I'll say it to anybody. Think about what you're saying. When you come out with those words, that racism and white supremacy has never been to this level. And for some of you who do get into conversation, you do get in the fray, when they start saying stuff, you know, like the party switch, say when and how. Give me an explanation. Tell me how, tell me when, tell me what I can go look at, and not a CNN documentary. Tell me what I can go look at that would prove what you're saying. They can't do it. Really, they can't do it. Because it isn't there. It doesn't exist. It's also pretty easy to debunk the 1619 history, if that's what you want to call it. Actually, it's lack of history, if you want to get technical about it. Right? And the sad part is some of you parents are, and hey, look, you take this for what it's worth. Some of you parents are so ignorant, you don't even know what the truth is. You don't know how to find the truth. And frankly, some of you don't even want to go looking for the truth because it's a little bit too much work for you, isn't it? Come on, think about it. Let that sink into your head. Think about that. It's true. You just don't want the aggravation. I get it. I don't like a lot of the aggravations I have to put up with, too, but I signed up for it. You know, when it comes to these kids, whether in school, in your neighborhood, nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts, whatever. Whatever the situation is, to a big degree, you're just as responsible for them. You see them every day. You see them walking to school. Right? I mean, seriously. When are you going to do something about the situation? Why is it always us, we-ins, us-ins, that have to step up or be told to step up? Right? And we have nothing to do with it. We're not guilty. We've had nothing to do with the situation. Again, just amazing with me. To me, I should say. Some of these stories are just so great that I want to do them. One of the companies we're affiliated with, the Cause Club, thecauseclub.com. Is it .com or .net? Yeah. I'll figure it out. I'll let you know. But basically, this group of guys that got together decided enough with stuff bought in China or Ukraine or Taiwan. Can we stop doing that? No, really, seriously. What we need to get to is buying American made. Put our people back to work. I said that for years. Put our people back to work. Let's get it done right. Get the unemployment rate down. Support the company, the country. And look, you guys, unless you loved us, talking about spreading the wealth, sharing the wealth. I think it's like $10 a month. You should be able to part with $10 a month. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. There was a man. Another school board unleashing, if you would. And when you look at this, and I have to say to myself, these people, yes, they have had it. Do you blame them? Let's see if I can get this one up on the screen and get you guys to hear it. Because it really is pretty sick to think that parents have to get to this point before they go ahead and get engaged, get involved. Take a listen, maybe.
It's my comment, not your comment. I'm quoting to you now from the United States Supreme Court 1964 case, New York Times versus Sullivan.
Take a listen. You're going to go, wait, what? Did they said that?
This is constitutional case law in this country, and I'm quoting you from the U.S. Supreme Court. The judges wrote that this nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice.
You know what? That's exactly what the First Amendment was for. No, seriously. You have to go read the journals around some of the work that they were doing when they were doing this at the time. Remember that when you spoke out against the king's government, or any of his representatives, you could be hauled into jail, shot, tarred, feathered, drawn, quartered, whatever. That's what the First Amendment was for, so you would not have to be afraid of that. And we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Mancini, your host.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free.
Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. All right, here's a guy who has decided finally to speak up at a school district meeting. I know many of you don't go. They're not sexy. They're not exciting. They can be. They will be. They're going to get worse. When you start paying attention to truly what's going on, they're going to get worse. So take a listen. Take a watch. Be involved. And, you know, this guy, he hands it to them. He explains to them what his expectation is and why what they're doing is wrong. Take a listen.
Court. The judges wrote that this nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice to you.
You understand that the reason for the First Amendment, the biggest reason, was because of what they just came from. The tyranny behind not being able to call out the government, the tyranny behind not being able to call out the king and his representatives. And now here in this country, they wanted to make sure we had the same rights. Then they were spelled out. You could make fun of the president, other elected officials, and that kind of thing. They thought that was healthy. They thought it was good. And this is what he's talking about. Hold on.
Nobody behind me has to be nice to you. If you don't like the United States of America, then you can all move to Russia, Cuba, or China. This is the First Amendment. And I will caution you, Solicitor. There is a video camera to my left. If you edit this tape, then you're going to have a big leak.
Yeah, I hate to say it, in today's world, this is what you need. You need to have proof of what you said and what you did because of the way things are going down. Right? And seriously.
Legal problem on your hands, because my right to critique your fascism, which is what this is constitutionally protected.
I love it. I love when they're calling them names or calling them out for what they believe that they're doing. I believe they're doing it too, so don't get crazy on me. And they say, well, we'll not have any name calling. I don't know. You should have heard some of the speeches that were taking place during the times of our founding fathers. There was a lot of name-calling going on. They didn't have a problem with it. They knew what it meant. They knew why we needed it. They knew why it was a big deal. But you should, too. You should be well-versed enough to understand what this is all about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. To be part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's exactly what you need to be. But the last story we're going to head up with is Gavin Newsom is in real deep stuff. How's that? Like that? It's official. He's going to face the recall. Now, see, this is what I'm telling you people. A lot of times you guys get information, it's done deal, we're all set, ready to go, Gavin is done for. Well, no! They were beating their brains out running around, his team, with all that money they spent, to try to get people to remove their names from the petition. Because you can, till the day it's totally done, you can get people to remove the name. So he's beating his brains out to get it done. But guess what? It wasn't. And look, he had Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Dianne Feinstein, Maxine Waters, and more on his side. And many of the people he felt really didn't understand what the petition was about because, you know, he's smarter than us. But it failed miserably. For all the money and the man hours that they were only able to get... Ready? Come on, take a guess. No, because you'll Google it. Never mind. They were only able to get 43 people to unsign their ballots. The petition. But now the 30-day waiting period is up. The 1.7 million verified signatures were well above the 1.5 needed. Secretary of State said in a press release that the Department of Finance triggers the next phase of the recall process, in which the DOF will estimate the cost of the gubernatorial recall if they held it during a special election, or move it to the next regularly scheduled election, which is wrong. Nope, was supposed to be that way. And he's hoping to drag it out as long as he can so he gets as much support as he can as he starts giving out checks like crazy again. Unreal. The estimated cost must be submitted to the governor, the lieutenant governor, the secretary of state, and the chairperson of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee. Right? And this is, again, to go through the verification of signatures again. Now, the thing that really, really tanked Newsom is that he ordered businesses locked down but kept his own winery open. He got caught doing that. Right? And he ordered the lockdown that exempted his own businesses and friends. Then there was a case where Newsom told people to stay home as he locked up the restaurants. They go down the whole list of stuff here. I wouldn't let it sink in, but you've already been through it. You've heard it on this show before. You know it to be truth. And, you know, my beef is, again, we have to step up and change. This is not going to change on its own, people. This is not going to go away because we want it to go away. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. Just, again, be involved in the conversation. Leave me a voicemail. If you catch something during the week and you want to make comments on it, just leave it up on the voicemail. Right? That simple. Now, I don't want to beat this one up either. Any guys see Joey B's speech where he was starting to whisper? Like, who is it a secret for? Just the people there? Come on, think about it. Let it go through. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you involved. I do want you engaged. The Miami building that collapsed, our hearts and prayers go out to those people, as well as they should be. Should. That's a terrible thing. I can't even imagine coming home to that. 51 people were reported earlier. Is that accounted for? This was a condo collapse in Miami, a city called Surfside. And when you think about it, in Florida, I have to wonder what the condo was built on, when it was built, if it's ever been checked or shored up. An area expert had brought forward some ideas to what might have brought this all on. You know, and it wasn't the substance of the building that originally failed. It was the facade that originally failed. Larry Schlossberg, founder of the South Florida construction company National Home Building, he said he hasn't heard of any specific leads as to the cause of the building fall. But, you know, it was a big, yeah, we lost lives. But somebody does eventually have to get down to the bottom line as to what killed people. You know, really have to take a look. When they build these things, again, I grew up with this stuff in Boston. And I know people kind of skirt their laws, skirt the rules, that kind of stuff. You may have had the same thing here. I don't know. I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying you may have. Somebody needs to check into that. Somebody needs to see how valid it is, how real it is. You know, and these guys tend, under certain, I'm trying to be nice about this, I should. These guys tend to be nice about this under certain circumstances. Some of them, as long as their palm is getting greased enough, they're good. And, you know, again, I don't know how long you can put up with this. I don't know how far back you go. You see it happen in New England states. So I would wait. I hope others will wait till all the information comes in. Do we really have something to sink our teeth in and blame somebody over? Never did get the blame game. Unless you're blaming somebody with money. But really. So they can, you know, anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You're going to need it for later on. You can get the app on your phone. I don't know if you guys know that yet. Apple and Android app until they pull us down there, too. You can watch the live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there as well. If you want to send me an email, complain, tell me where I'm off, or just make some comment, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Listen, don't listen to this. I don't even know. I don't know what color you are. I don't know what size you are. I don't know what religion you are. But don't let them get to you. Don't let them try to get you to buy into this stuff. This country is still great enough to make it, and make it with hard work. I am Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.